touted to be the next key forward to take a leap for the Crows this year. But copping a knee injury in the preseason has him sidelined for 12 weeks, no doubt feeling pretty filthy. He's the Crows' highest ever draft pick, and with the team ready to kickstart their year against the Suns this weekend, we welcome to Roo Dits and Loz, Riley Filthorpe.
Oh, filthy, filthy.
Oh, hey, yes.
We had heard so much in the build-up. He was going so well, and then the knee injury. Joins us now, Riley Filthorpe. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Hey, guys. How are you? Yeah,
Riley, good, is this the worst injury you've copped?
Yeah, probably. I've never had a surgery before, so something different, but... Yeah, it went really well. So, yeah, on to rehab now, I guess.
You look like you just had cramp out in the ground, Riley, after a hot day down at Richmond Oval. And then we heard it was your fat pad and your knee, and then now, you know, had a tear in the meniscus.
Yeah, I've known the feeling. I've had this sort of issue for a few years now. It hasn't really bothered me too much, but my knee sort of locks up. And it was the same sort of feeling, but I obviously did a bit more damage this time, and I'm happy that after the surgery that should have fixed it now. So I didn't think anything of it. I was pretty confident that it was just a little knock and then I'd be back for round one, but after the MRI ended up a tear in the meniscus, unfortunately.
When will you start running, and what's the best case scenario for you from the surgeon?
I don't really know. I'm hearing a lot of different things, but I think about 10 weeks before I start running, which is a bit frustrating, but it is what it is, I guess. So I'll just put my head down and get to work.
So we were told 3 months or sort of 12 weeks. If you can't run for 10 weeks, you've then got to get fit after that, don't you? So it could be a little while.
Yeah, I think I haven't. Yeah, I don't know the exact dates as of yet. We're going to sit down later this week because I'm not meant to be at the club yet. So I think it is about 8 to 10 weeks, no running, and then sort of, it'll take at least a month to build up, I'd imagine. So.
Now, Riley, are you a reader or you like watching TV? Like, what's going to be going on at home? Like, are you going to cope with the downtime, or do you get really irritated if you can't move around?
To be honest, Loz, I'm losing the plot already. It's been less than a week, and I'm losing the plot. I've bought a guitar, so I'm learning that at the moment.
What? Do you
got a puzzle on the go?
Well,
do a bit
of busking will get you through.
Oh, we can send you some tutorials. There's some. We can send a guitar teacher around. That'll keep you busy. That'd be good.
YouTube's been pretty good to me, but it is frustrating. I haven't felt this uncoordinated in a very long time.
It's
been a bit of a struggle, but it's keeping me busy. So, a few things like that.
What's your swimming like?
I'm okay. I'm going to be doing a fair bit of it, I imagine, soon. So getting ready for that.
I heard your nickname's the whale, so that might be a good swimmer.
What's that about?
The nickname doesn't correlate to any swimming ability, unfortunately.
What's it about?
Where's it come from?
Yeah.
It's a long story, but it's pretty much Riley O'Brien's fault. So I blame him for it, but it's kind of stuck now. So
give us a bit more.
It's cryptic as.
Yeah, come on.
Well, it's not really that exciting. He was sort of making whale noises one day. I'm in the hot tub, and everyone was walking past, and someone said, "Who was making whale noises?" And he said it was me. Then everyone started calling me the whale, and now I'm stuck with it.
It's not because you're like big and you've bulked up over the off season. Nothing to do with that. It's just making noises.
Completely unrelated. Yeah,
so it wasn't even you in the beginning. It was Riley O'Brien. He's the true whale.
He was the whale, and I denied it for a few days, and obviously the boys sort of hammered a bit down more because I was denying it, and then ended up having to sort of accept it.
You need to start calling him Moby Dick. I think that's the only way that you can really...
Now, I hear you are the man to go and see to buy budgie smugglers, is
what?
That right?
What the hell are you talking about?
I've unfortunately got that title at the moment.
What is going on?
Doing? You're hocking off budgie smugglers.
Oh, I'm getting ripped off. Half the boys don't even pay me, so I'm out of pocket a bit.
Are you an importer?
Yeah, I'm the middleman, so I import them, and the boys don't pay me very timely.
How did this all start?
I don't even know. I just wanted some budgies one year, and then no one... I don't know, the club wasn't ordering, no one ordered them, so I took it upon myself and got stuck with it.
You just sell them out the boot of your car, or like people show up and with bags of cash? Like, how does it work?
I just order them and then get all the money off the boys. But this year, because a lot of the boys don't pay on time, I put nicknames on all the budgies and no one knew, so just beat that at some of the boys.
Right.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Right. All right. Now, is it true that recently you've moved back in with mum and dad?
I have been for the last week, yeah, just while I'm recovering.
Yeah.
Being treated pretty nicely. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Now, we were told it's because you haven't got air conditioning.
That is true as well, yes.
So it's a little bit
my house would have been smeltering over the weekend.
So I don't know if you've picked up on this. Smart. I don't know if you asked things around the club or not, but you know the club's got a brand new sponsor called Right Price Heating and Cooling. I reckon they could probably sort you out.
Yeah, it's in the works. It's in the works.
All right, Riley. Well, good luck with the knee. Go and pump some iron, mate. Yeah. Come back at 120 kilos and just push everyone around, mate. So don't let your head get too damaged by an injury. You'll be fine. Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time. And, keep your chin up.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Thanks, Riley.
And the truth is, Rui, he was looking fantastic. Well, he's a very, very skillful big bloke.
He'll come back even better at the right time of the season, just before the
and
finals.
And if not, he's got his side business selling budgie smugglers
out
the boot of his car.
And playing the guitar.
Yeah. What a life.
And making whale noises.
Well, he should brand them the whale.
Yeah, they're whale smugglers.
You would better with him.
It's a loss. Triple M.